I just wanted to touch a little bit more on low information voters, which do not reside in the Republican Party. They reside in the Democrat Party. Putting this, I don't know if this will work because I think we're half off. Let's see if this works, guys. All right, let's see. I don't know if it does. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. We'll check. All right. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. So I wanted to touch on the low information voters in the Democrat Party. Just a little more, but it's like a third topic. Okay? It's like a third segment. But I want to touch it just a little. It's a different topic, but it follows the same path, okay? Now, we keep hearing about the assault weapons ban, right? We keep hearing about if we get rid of the assault weapons, we will not have terrorism. If we get rid of guns, we will not have terrorism. The minute we get rid of military-style weapons that are able to be purchased by civilians, we will get rid of terrorism. The Republicans, it's their fault. That's what we're constantly told. The media pumps it. Democrats pump it. Internet pumps it. Hollywood pumps it. They all pump that. When you talk about the wage gap, talk about low wages, income inequality. It's the Republicans' fault. People aren't making the money. People aren't getting the money. They're working longer hours. They're working harder hours for lower money. The income equality. All the things that Bernie Sanders says we need to have. All the changes. Here's the low information. Here's the low-information voter. You ready? Barack Hussein Obama's been president for almost 8 years. Barack Hussein Obama has been president while all these black people have been slaughtered in the street at the hands of police. Black Lives Matter, you know. Democrats have controlled all three branches of government for the first few years of Barack Hussein Obama's presidency. And then after that, they controlled two of the three branches of government. The assault weapons ban bill expired. It expired, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know when it expired? You want to know? In 2000, and 4. Barack Hussein Obama became president 2008. Or I guess 2009. But the Democrats controlled all branches of the government. That's how we got Obamacare. Not one Republican voter or one Republican senator voted for it. That's how much in control the Democrats were. If this president, the Democrats, and liberals alike, if they really, cared about getting assault weapons off the street, if they really thought getting assault weapons off the street would stop terrorism, it would have been done. The Democrats controlled all three branches of government for the first 2-3 years of Obama's term. Low information voters that reside in the Democrat Party are running around saying, it's the Republicans' fault. It's the Republicans' fault. The NRA has blood on their hands. Low information voters. Without batting an eye, they could have drafted legislation that would have banned all assault rifles. But they didn't. They didn't. And they had the votes. They had the votes. They controlled all three branches of the government. Just like they had the votes to pass any immigration reform they wanted to. Low information voters. I mean, just look at the people that are part of the Democrat Party. As much as they want to say they're these smart, brilliant, elitist people, they're really not. They're really not. When you have Hollywood saying, NRA, F you, you have blood on your hands. They're low information dummies. Because if they knew anything whatsoever, they would be attacking Obama. They would be attacking Democrats. But they don't, because the media puts the narrative out there that it's Republicans. It's Republicans' fault. There's no immigration reform because of Republicans. There's no assault weapons ban. Republicans. There's poor people, Republicans. Income equality, Republicans. Low information voters who are sitting there looking at Huffington Post and reading about penis size are the same people that go, yeah, it's the Republicans' fault that there's terrorism because they don't want to do anything about guns. No, 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 no. You see, it's the Democrats' fault. The assault weapons ban ended in 04. Every Democrat in the House and in the Senate knew this because every single one of them were part of that bill 10 years prior. When the bill was passed by President Clinton, everybody knew it was going to expire in 10 years. See, that's what the Democrats are good at doing. Pushing everything off so that the next president will have to deal with whatever problem they've pushed off down the line. So every Democrat knew that 10 years from that day, the assault weapons ban would expire. And in 2004, it expired. There was 4 more years left of George Bush. He won re-election, and the Democrats knew, okay, he's not going to re-up the bill. It's over. Assault weapons are back. So the Democrats had 4 years. 4 years. To say, all right, if we get the White House back, our first priority, put the assault weapons ban back in place. That's our first priority. That's going to be our number one task. And they had 4 years to figure out how, as the celebrities put it, like Conan O'Brien, low information Democrat voter. They had 4 years to figure out, once they get a Democrat back in the White House, how to enact legislation to get military-style weapons off the streets. And as 2008 hit, and we ushered in a new era of hope and change, the Democrats did nothing. Somehow, the Democrats did nothing. They controlled government. I guarantee you, if the Republicans controlled all three branches of the government, and with the margins that Democrats had, you would have seen so much legislation passed. You would have seen so many things done. It would have been bigly. Bigly. Just look at the 80s. Look at Reagan. When he got into office, they passed things. And then after he got shot, with the will of the people, going, oh man, our president just got shot. And somehow the Democrats didn't do a thing. Obamacare. Obamacare, which is falling apart. I mean, it is a bigly disaster. But the low information voter that is the Democrat Party, that low information voter that the Democrats control with the help of the media, from CNN to Huffington Post to Daily Beast to BuzzFeed, they've convinced all these people that Obama and the Democrats haven't controlled the government. Off and on, at full strength, half strength, but they've controlled the government for almost 8 years. In the beginning, at full strength. In the middle, half strength. And now, at the least strength they've had. Because they only control the White House. But they'll always be at maximum strength because they control the media. So if they really cared about assault weapons, they would have passed legislation. They would have passed legislation back in 08-09. They would have passed legislation after Sandy Hook. That was a bunch of years ago. That was a bunch of years ago. But they didn't. And the low-information Democrats, the low-information, the voters, the dummies, all go, it's the Republicans' fault. NRA's fault. Really? Talk about a bunch of ignorant, dumb. I mean, I've said it before. You have major cities in huge, huge states that have crime rate and unemployment that are just skyrocketing. And the mayors are all Democrats. And the low information voter is convinced through the means of the media that the Republicans control these cities and these towns. The low information voter is somehow so stupid. Seriously. I mean, I don't know how liberals can be that dumb, but they are. They really are. I mean, to be that dumb, you've got to be a borderline retard. Seriously. You have to be, and I'm not talking about someone that's mentally retarded, like a mongoloid, where they have all the features. I'm talking about the slow, like of mice and men dumb. That where you're just dumb. Like you were just created dumb. Just dumb. Rather you were locked in a basement. You were like kept in prison in chains from the age of 5 to 18. Just dumb. Just dumb. Not a mental defect. Not because your mom used drugs or just the will of God made you one of his special children. No, you're just dumb. You're just dumb. You're one of the dumb ones. And that's what you are. That's what you are. when you're able to be manipulated by Conan O'Brien, Amy Schumer, Judd Apatow, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, and Arianna Huffington. When you are so stupid that you can be manipulated by all of them to go,
yeah, it's the Republicans' fault that there's assault weapons. Yeah. And it's the Republicans' fault that all these cities have huge high unemployment rates and violence. Yeah, it's all their fault.
Just stupid. You are stupid. Stupid. Just remember, the next time one of your stupid, ignorant, liberal friends talk about assault weapons and the assault weapons ban, remind them that in 04, the assault weapons ban lapsed and Obama came into office in 08. And Democrats controlled all three branches of government for the first couple years of Obama's term. It's not the Republicans' fault. It's not the Republicans' fault. It is the Democrats' fault. They very easily could have enacted new legislation that banned assault weapons for another 10 years, but they didn't. They didn't in Obama's first year. They didn't in Obama's second year. They didn't in Obama's third year. We are almost done. We are almost done with his second term. And he never once, ever once. All they have wrestled over is background checks. I will repeat, the assault weapons ban that was passed in 94, September of 94, lapsed in September of 2004. Democrats had ample time. Take something off the streets that the low information voters that represent the Democrat Party have been convinced is responsible for terrorism. And if you get rid of assault weapons, then you get rid of terrorism. Remember that. Remember that. Low information voters consume the liberal Democrat extremist party. Facts are facts, my friends. I know you don't like these facts, but they are what they are. They're facts. And facts suck. I know they do.